Kyle, what a fantastic show that was, huh?
Fantastic.
So here's the thing. You want to know why I say bud now? A, yeah. Bad influences. Shout out to Mo and Jordan over at the Backlog Chronicles, because they say bud very ironically. And I like, so you know how Awesome Dave throws out that word I don't appreciate?
Yeah, banger.
Right. You know, our good friend Amy, I like to pester her every now and again with words that she doesn't like. And so I came up with one. So, like, I like to dab in front of her and she hates it. Like, that type of stuff.
You do not dab.
Oh, absolutely.
In 2021.
The year of our Lord. Year of the dab. Dab never died. Dab never died. I send her gifts of, like, SpongeBob dabbing or whatever. Oh, she hates God. It. And so now I've called her Bud. Like, she, like as an affirmation to something, she's like, oh, do you want to go to Chipotle? I'm like, yeah, whatever you say, bud. Okay, bud. She can't stand it. And now it's just become, in just a short 7 days, it's become a part of my vocabulary to such a problematic degree. Because now, like, I'm calling kids buds. Because I'm like, okay, this is appropriate. So now it's like, it's in my vocabulary there. Where, like, there's this one kid that really annoys me. So I'm just like, okay, bud. All right, bud, where are you going to next? So,
oh man,
you know, that's been my life. Here's a question.
I'm still recovering. You dab still in 2021.
Just to piss her off.
Okay.
Also, again, dab never died. We're putting that on a shirt. 2022 merch, it's coming. Jadis Von Metal writes in, no gaming questions. Just didn't want to know. How you guys doing?
I'm okay.
Doing good, bud.
Doing good, bud. I'm doing okay. Some news on the job front that I don't want to fully share yet. I want to make sure everything's...
Things are looking optimistic.
But yeah, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully something good happens with it. Yeah, other than that, I'm gearing up for 6-1 Indies Extra Life this weekend. And figuring out how to drive further than 20 minutes. Because I haven't done that in, like, since PAX last year. It's going to be wild.
It's still weird. I haven't figured out human interactions yet because the mask is really tripping me up.
Yes. I'm a big lip reader, so it also trips me up big time.
But yeah, I've been doing good. Job search is getting there. I got 3 interviews lined up. One seems pretty optimistic. The other two, we'll see how I do, but I'm not too worried about it. I nail interviews pretty well, I think. I denied 2 jobs already, because to me, I have this unbelievable, I'm only doing what I love, gosh dang it. So the thing I got my degree for, so I'm unwavering in that. I am, though, if things don't go the way I want, gonna be picking up a side hustle gig as well. So that one I can also learn some PR stuff, but there's some cool entry PR marketing stuff that I'm excited to interview for, as well as the last trial that I have for the one place I've been interviewing for. So things are looking good, actually. Thank you. Nice. Thank you for asking, Jadis. We do have another question, and this comes from Hide Indoors. I just want to get it out. Her. Look at me, I'm going to the trophy.
Unrelated. How do we were talking beforehand. Oh, we promised the people we're doing game awards things.
In the show. Right.
Really quickly though, beforehand you were talking about how funny you thought the Flash gif was.
Yes.
Oh, good. How do I find the base version of that? Because I have an idea for it.
I'm thinking you put that in like a Photoshop and you just hit like the chroma key. And so it'll get out most of that green out.
Oh, the green can stay. I don't care. I just have an idea for it.
Oh, really?
I just can't find the base GIF.
I can send it to you via text.
Oh, yeah. That works.
It's just 4 seconds. I literally cropped it from my phone.
I mean, so I'll tell you. I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
Yeah, go for it.
So maybe somebody out there. I want it to be somehow your face on the Flash's face, Grant Gustin. And when you look over your shoulder, it's the word banger just coming for you.
Kyle, if you could do that, mission accomplished. That word becomes unbanned. But only Kyle. Austin Dave can't do it himself. It has to be Kyle.
I wanna do it myself.
Okay. All right. Good.
But if somebody would like to help me, that's totally fine.
All right, we got one question before we get to us making the trophy room awards from the ground up. This comes from Catherine. She says, this question had a vibe that seemed more for the post show. When do you play games the most, and when do you prefer to play? I end up playing a good amount of weeknights at around 9 to 9:30 after my wife goes to bed, but I love a good wake up and pour a cup of coffee and grab a controller Saturday or Sunday morning game sesh. I love a good Saturday, Sunday morning game sesh.
Things are different now. I also love those. Mm-hmm. But like being in a house with so many other people,
yeah,
I feel guilty sitting and playing games while they're up there.
Fair.
And could possibly need me. So I don't play games too much during the day.
Yeah.
At most, it's like after dinner, then I just pretty much just stay here and play for way too long, which is fine. But I do miss the, I'm going to wake up and go hop into Final Fantasy VIII again, like I did when I was a kid, and just play all day.
I do a thing where, because games are my time of like entertainment, like I don't like movies. I like a good movie.
But they're your thing. They're your go-to.
They're my go-to. Like I watched James Bond the other day.
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh, how was it?
It was really good.
Okay.
It was really good. I think a lot of people amped it up to being something bigger than I think it was.
Yeah.
But really good. And I appreciate it. I especially appreciated
the Ana love de Armas. Of my life.
Ana de Armas. Which I've never been so aroused yet so amped for violence than seeing her in that dress, like just kick people in the face.
Yeah.
And like just wishing that was my face being kicked. Yeah.
I get it.
Boy. I don't know if you do.
But Joe.
It's Ana de Armas.
I'm a professional wrestling fan.
Oh, you're right.
Come on. You're right. So many gorgeous women that would kick my face.
That said, and not spoiling any of our fetishes, our kick fetish is strong. I gotta say, I like to take a nice little nap after work. Or not even nap. It's like I lay down, I stare at the ceiling and go, what's become of me? And I say what's becoming of me like for about 45 minutes, and I get up and I sit down, sure, play games for about like 2 or 3 hours. And then I just chill. To me, games are also the social part where I'm like talking to Luke Lore and telling him, you know, that me and his mother are having sexual relations. And it's very, very, very descriptive. So that's,
oh, man.
I get a lot of gaming in. I think I got like at least an hour or two of gaming a day in, except for Wednesday nights when we record this.
Sure.
I literally play 2 rounds of Halo. We're not good rounds. And then I was just like, okay, this is enough. And I finished up the show notes here. Nice. But on the weekends, that's also when I like to unwind. So I'm usually playing games from like 10 or 12, you know, in the morning, or 11 in the morning till about 2 or 3. And then I'm hanging out with buds after that.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. All right. Kyle, I have a list and I've checked it. Not much. So we have,
can you share it with me so I can follow along?
That's excellent. You know what? This is why. Can I just send it? And then I give you the ability of editing it. Knowing me, I'm dumb. Add collaborators. Change to anybody Riveting. With a link. Copy link. Come to Discord. Welcome room. This is not the trophy room Discord, you know.
No.
This is the green room. This is only where the elites come. Only for
recording.
You know what I'm saying? That's right. Okay. This one down here.
Yep, there it is.
All right. Scroll all the way down, sir. Again, I was so bored at work. I made all of this. And I didn't want you to get mad. I
no!
just need to stress. No, no, no. I was so incredibly bored at work that I did this.
Patrons will appreciate this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some have noticed. I texted Joe over the weekend. It's like, Joe, the Patreon can use a little bit of cleaning up. Just let me know the login stuff and I'll do that for you. And then I reminded him before we started recording, like, hey, you never got it to me, but I realize that you're neck deep in Halo. So like, it's fine.
You guys should have seen the reaction because the light came on.
Yeah, it was a legit oh shit moment. You're like, oh.
All right. Okay. So here we go. Here we go. Best multiplayer game. Halo's not on here, sadly. Oh, we should have just titled it. It's officially a PlayStation game. Whatever. Best multiplayer game. Knockout City. Right? Deathloop. That has a multiplayer mechanic.
Sure.
You could break it, but it's there. Back for Blood. It Takes Two.
I mean, that seems like a good list. You know, this isn't my strong suit.
Yeah. So I'm know. Like, is there anything I'm missing there? Is there anything?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, we scroll on up. The next category, best sports game, Riders Republic, The Show 21, Knockout City, Dodgeball. That's what I thought in my head.
Yeah. Well, I'll allow it.
All right. F1 2021.
Yeah, it's a good list.
All right. You know sports.
I can't think of you know where my vote lies.
Yes.
But, like, I can't think of another sports game that... Because NBA 2K was not great this year.
Yeah.
Madden has been nothing but trash. And FIFA is just a copy and paste every single year. Yeah, I think this is good.
Action game. Now, this is what... Sorry. I already messed this part up here.
Gameplay over gameplay.
Gameplay over narrative. Because here's the thing. When we talk about like action game, it could literally be anything. So I wanted it to be action game where the gameplay is at front and center. We're not focused on the story. We're focusing on the gameplay components of what makes that game tick.
Okay.
So here's what I got. And now, do you think that's a fair list or a fair category?
Yeah, I'm in my head. I'm trying to think of a catchier title.
Okay, fair enough. Like, this is workshopped.
Like the best feeling game or something like that. But that's a little weird.
No. Thank you for saying best feeling because haptics, best DualSense game.
Oh, sweet, that's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah. I knew I was missing something here. But before we get into that, best action game, Returnal. Death's Door, Hitman 3, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm okay with this. I got to pull up my list of games I played this year, too, just in case.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to think. Like, Guardians is great. We love Guardians. Yeah. I don't think the gameplay is revolutionary, though.
No, because I'm staying there. Though the gameplay is good, I'm staying there, actually, for the story and the characters.
Fair.
Yeah.
Do we here's where a wrench is thrown in there. Do we put Hades in here?
Right, because technically
it's PlayStation first year in PlayStation,
but is it,
or do we have that own category of like first on PlayStation? Best debut on PlayStation or something like that.
I think I would. You know what? Is there any games that like debuted somewhere? Oh, wait, Death's Door did debut somewhere else first, right?
Yeah.
That's actually a good one.
We can pin it. We can look up like other games that maybe have come out beforehand.
And you know what? I'll put a category here just in case.
Okay.
I like where it said "add question." It did not add the question. Added question here. That's not where I wanted it, though. You know it.
I believe you can drag it around.
Yeah, you could.
That's... Yeah, but those four are great. Those are great.
Okay. Now, could this be debut also as like their first game? Because we could then put Kena in there as well. That makes more, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But then the waters get muddied. Like, is that brand new game or established game first time on PlayStation?
Kind exactly. Of
like two yeah, different yeah. categories. I don't know.
I think you could say first on PlayStation for Kena would also make sense because literally first game.
I mean, yeah, that's fair.
Let's just put it in there just for
okay.
funsies. And then we'll keep thinking. And then we could add Disco Elysium in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
this
yeah,
actually
yeah,
makes
yeah,
you up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's good. Okay. And best debut game, we'll think of one more for that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Best DualSense game, I already got Returnal in there and Ratchet and Clank. What other game are we thinking of when we're thinking of a game that best utilizes the DualSense controller?
You did, and I do feel the same way.
Mm.
Far Cry 6 does a decent job with it. As a third party game.
Okay. I'm taking a look at the games played so far.
I admittedly haven't gone back to Deathloop. That feels is like not high in my brain right now.
Yeah. So the ones that are coming into my brain would be.
And I can't think of Psychonauts 2 either. That don't think had anything.
There's something that screams actually Ghost of Tsushima. Like the pitter patter, the wind that would hit the controller. I think that's pretty good, but I don't want to just throw it in there to throw it in there. Mm-hmm. I think Kena does a good job as well.
Death Stranding.
Does a good job, but I think it could do it a little bit better. Okay. Yeah, this is also the first year where people are still learning
it.
Mm-hmm. What it takes per se. I would put in Returnal, Ratchet and Clank. Obviously, those are the front runners in our minds. I'm gonna put Kena in there as well.
Okay,
it makes me feel nice.
I'm planning on playing. Final Fantasy VII Integrade,
yeah.
At some point soon, so I don't know how that feels on the DualSense.
Okay,
but that could be a contender too. But I will obviously have to play that first.
All right. How about this one? Adventure game, narrative over gameplay. All right.
Okay. Yep.
We have Deathloop, Guardians of the Galaxy, It Takes Two, Kena: A Bridge of Spirits.
I like those.
Would you also want to add Psychonauts too? I know it's like a
yeah. I think I definitely think it deserves a nomination somewhere on our end of the year list because I did really, really, really dig it. And yeah, I think narrative over gameplay is a good spot
for. Yeah, because the reasons why I don't like Psychonauts 2 are actually reasons why I like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure,
which is a little messed up, but whatever. Okay.
And I'm sure you have it, or maybe you don't, but like I think Psychonauts 2 could also get like a best like level design or best like world design kind of thing.
I think that's where I stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, because work then started to melt down. Sure. best narrative game, which you also want to put Psychonauts on here, because we have Life is Strange, True Colors, and I'm putting that in good faith because I know a lot of people are saying really great things. It Takes Two, because I know a lot of people really dug the story there, though I didn't, so I'm being fair there. Disco Elysium, I put there, because that's all about narrative text.
I would love to put Maquette.
Maquette?
Do you feel strong about that story?
I actually don't like the story that much.
Oh, I thought we.
I think.
Oh, you know what? That was Mike and I.
Yeah.
That was the other. Yeah. Okay. I'm fine with that.
But I would say narrative wise, I'm pulling for Kena a lot because I really like the stories they did there. But was it the most compelling thing in the world?
Probably one of those paths hit really, really hard for me. Mm-hmm. The other two, not as much.
Right.
I think that's why I don't think of it as the same.
Okay. A narrative game, I'm also thinking this goes above everything. Like, I'm putting It Takes Two in there because I don't think the platforming is all that great. So I'm literally like, I'm putting that there because I know it has a strong narrative. Again, I may not like the narrative, but a strong one.
Yeah.
Disco Elysium as well. That's all about the narrative. Would you want to put Chicory in there as well?
Ooh. Yeah, we can put Chicory in there.
Okay. Chicory.
Oh.
Chicory.
You lost the game.
What did I lose?
You had three.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Chicory.
And while you're doing that,
yeah,
the next one is Best Platformer. Okay. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
One second. Chicory doesn't want to say it. It's like, no, I don't belong here.
Psychonauts 2.
Yep.
It Takes Two. Kena Bridge of Spirits. I think that's a solid list.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. All right. Best RPG. I'm putting this in for Nagachaka because he will be very upset. Nier Replicant. Numbers.
It makes me so upset that I haven't given any of these the time it deserves.
There you go. Nier Replicant. Just for you, Nagachaka. Because I hear good things about Tale of Aris, but all I heard was yelling. Scarlet Nexus, I really did enjoy the combat. I just didn't enjoy the story. Chris Tales, I think, is pretty darn good, and it's an indie, so I want to give that spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Nier Replicant. And
Disco. Yeah.
All right, cool.
God, I just realized I didn't put any time into like a big RPG this year. That makes me sad.
Yeah. It's because Xbox took them all from this big piece of shit.
No, this year was a big let's play games that you've never played before.
Yeah.
Like Resident Evil. That took all my life for a big year.
Evil. Best trophy list. This is where it got very platform specific. Returnal, Ratchet & Clank, Guardians, Death's Door. I put them there because to me, they're all, except for Returnal, very achievable. And there are something like, if you really love this game, you could show your appreciation for it.
Sure.
But I know you're going to come out differently here. And I'm excited to know where your head is at here, buddy.
I don't know how I feel about Death's Door yet because we haven't seen it yet.
Well, technically, the achievement list.
It's the same achievement?
Yeah.
Okay. Guardians, I do like the trophy list. Mm-hmm. I think the collectible thing is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, because you can't just do it through...
You can't just go do chapter select. You have to play from that point on forward, I think.
Yes. And and that tells you how much I liked it, because I beat it technically twice. I just skipped a lot of the cutscenes.
Mm-hmm. I think Ratchet and Returnal for sure. That's a completely separate list to look up trophies that I platinumed.
Could I put Hitman in here?
Absolutely, again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Hitman 3. Okay.
Oh, put Hades in there.
Oh, fuck yes.
Hades is a great trophy list. It's time consuming, but it's super rewarding.
Fair enough. Best open world design. All right, this was tough because there was actually a lot of open world games this year. Like, at least none that really come to mind for me.
Really quickly before we move on from trophy, not a nomination or whatever. But I'm playing a cheap plat, quote unquote. It's actually a very difficult game. And the trophies, it's called Flatland Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to shout out the trophies because the trophies are like the developer yelling at you because you're beating the game. Like, I beat a bonus level and it's just the word, ah! Or, how dare you you're cheating. Like, I really, really dig that kind of humor.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Open world design.
I got Biomutant, Far Cry 6, Riders Republic, and Lost Judgment.
Other than Far Cry 6, I haven't put in time to
it. Yeah, I'm looking at the open world games I played, not much. And also, everybody in Patreon, if you have...
Please, let us know.
If you have some, let us know. And this comes for all categories. It might be a little busy, but I'm going to, I'll listen. This is science. Like, this is a true... Here's the thing. Here's the definitive one. Jeff Keighley doesn't have the gall to actually put this. the level of science and numbers that goes into this. I mean, you're seeing it right now. It's insane. All right. Level design.
We're putting more time into Far Cry 6, by the way.
Yeah.
Finally got off that first island area.
Oh, God.
Like I beat the first lackey.
You have so... The first
lackey. Yeah. Or Jose, I think his name is.
Yeah.
God, that game's huge.
Yeah.
It's way too big. Ubisoft, way too big.
Way too big. Trim it down.
Please.
So I'm looking at world design. Level design.
Hitman 3.
Hitman 3.
Death Store. Deathloop. Psychonauts 2. Do we not want to give Returnal love here?
Well, I'm just thinking if we do, people are going to yell at us because of the save state thing. But they fixed it.
But is that not... That's not level design.
That's true. And let me think about this real deep. Like,
each biome is different. Mm-hmm. Has each a distinct feel to it.
Yeah, but the last level could eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah, they are a little samey to each other.
Would you want to give Ratchet this? It's a good open world. I'm sorry, it has good world design.
It does have some good level design.
Ooh, you know what I would like to give this as well? Maybe Resident Evil Village. There's something about that theme that they bring on.
That's a good nod for that game, for sure.
There you go. Do you want to give it one
especially, more? Especially that second, the doll lady.
I have not gotten to the dollhouse, but I heard that is.
Oh, boy. That's part of that game, for sure.
I thought of one. Kyle, this is a good one. All right, ready for it?
Yep.
Best, oh my God, what do I want to call this? Roguelike.
Best roguelite? Because everything's a roguelite lately? Because
everything's been a roguelite lately. Right?
All right.
I'll think more on that one. Because we got Returnal, we got Hades, we got Deathloop. That's three right there.
Uh-huh.
Of Deathloop's type of experiences. The Revolve is death as the mechanic.
But even though they say Deathloop isn't a roguelite, though?
They say it, but like it uses that genre pretty damn well. All right, so level design, we have 5 right now. We're not going to give it to Ratchet, you don't think? You don't think Ratchet deserves level design?
No, I think Ratchet, I said yes, but then you thought Resident Evil. And
I'm just having this here. All right. Best shooter. Pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew. Ah, my leg. The Jerry's got me. The sons of bitches did it. Returnal.
Yeah.
Back for Blood. Far Cry 6, Battlefield 2042.
No Deathloop?
I don't think the shooting mechanics are great.
The
powers are great. It's really about its level design that strikes me as powerful in that game.
Okay.
It's how you go about the action. It's not actually the action itself. Because like shooter would be like something twitchy, like something.
That's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, here's this one's just for you, you goddamn dork. Best indie game.
Right off the bat, Chicory needs to be added. For sure.
Good. This is all in your wheelhouse. This is why I kept this pretty like barren, I guess would be the word.
Okay.
Just because I knew you would fill this in really well.
Yeah, Death Store for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm still conflicted on whether or not to include Hades in this category.
Because it just came out.
Because it got many awards the previous year.
Yeah.
It's not new.
I think you want this to be up for patrons to decide.
Yeah. Let us know whether or not we could take Hades and other games that are new to PlayStation this year and put that in its own thing.
Yeah.
And give some love to like brand new games this year.
Yes.
But yeah, Death Door, Kena, Maquette for sure, Chicory. I want to throw Cyber Shadow on there.
Okay. I was actually going to.
Cyber Shadow is dope. Incredibly difficult, but really, really, really good.
Axiom Verge, Irene.
Haven't put enough time into it. And same with Lost in Random. I haven't put enough time into it yet.
Fair. Here's one category that I'm making right on the fly. You believe this? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? Best remake / remaster.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up as one. For sure. You got Death Stranding. You got Final Fantasy Integrated. Okay. No, that doesn't count. Does it?
Yeah.
Does Integrated count?
Oh, that's a great question. One sec. Death
or is that, yeah, Stranding.
The Kojima cut. I'm not even going to say that. I don't really like the director's cut. Ooh, I gave him a fetus accent.
Why are you from that part of the world all of a sudden?
I hung out with Mads Mikkelsen way too much. And now I am Dutch. I get to put Ghost of Tsushima in here again, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yes, son of a bitch. But yeah, does Integrade count? It's a PS5 version, but it's not like a...
Right. That's a really good question.
But so is Ghost and Death Stranding, then.
Yeah, I would say Final Fantasy gets in here.
Okay. And I would put Mass Effect in there.
Oh. Damn.
It's a stacked category right there. Those are great games.
Okay, so real talk. Shit. In my heart of heart.
I think Mass Effect takes it.
Yeah, but what's a Mass Effect collection?
Legendary Collection, I think it's called.
Legendary Collection, yeah. Legend, wait for it. Dairy. Okay, there's four right there. There's another remake. See if
there's got to be, or a remaster. Toy Soldiers HD.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be Prince of Persia, but that game got delayed indefinitely.
Oh, whoops.
Life is Strange Remastered also got delayed. Did the Braid one come out? No, Braid one did not come out yet.
Looks like it's just those four.
Yeah.
And again, we're already rooting for Mass Effect.
Again, let us know if we're missing a big one.
Kyle, here's the stacked category.
Obviously on PlayStation.
Obs, as it could say. Best PlayStation Plus game. I got Maquette.
Yeah.
I got Plague Tale Innocence.
Yep.
Final Fantasy VII Remake, though it's not Integrad. Yep. Control Ultimate Edition.
Yep.
Any other ones that you feel like deserve to be in there?
Let me bring up the list. Because it was a banger year.
I'm not gonna.
Well, because of all the other, like, it's been nominated elsewhere on our list. Mm-hmm. Do we want to put Knockout City on there?
Let's do it.
Because that's a recent PS Plus game.
That's a recent PlayStation Plus game, and I think it's a great game too.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. What else do we have? Look, do we want to give some love to Oddworld, even though we didn't play?
Oh, hell yes. No, I think that was a great game. Yeah. Oddworld.
Yeah, I think with Oddworld, I think that's a good list.
You want to give it to Destruction All-Stars too?
The sequel. Sure, yeah. The sequel is fine.
All right, here's the biggie. Best score. I have Guardians of the Galaxy, Deathloop, and Option 3. I wanted to leave this one blank for you, Kyle. Because at this point, I was like, oh, I'm doing way too many without Kyle. This is a problem.
Returnal for sure.
Yes.
Returnal for sure. Oh, man.
I also want to put sound design as its own separate category.
Okay. Best score. Oh, God.
/ soundtrack. Can I put Ubisoft in there? Far Cry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got some great...
It's got some good
Spanish
stuff.
It's got culture. It's got colors. Okay.
And then again, I'm struggling because Hades is fucking great with music.
It really is.
Oh, man.
And like that, the tree lady who I'd like to grow some roots in me.
Yes. Eurydice.
Yeah, she's bae. Now that you're growing roots and she's going into my fingernails, it's really creeping me out.
Also, just like anytime you enter into battle, just the guitar riffs and stuff are
fucking
awesome.
That's
I say let's put it in there so we don't forget. Yeah,
honestly,
and then patrons will let us know because that's a great fucking soundtrack.
It really does. Imagine if Hades came out this year, like for realsies.
Ooh.
Man, what a
that might bath. That might overtake what my game of the year is, honestly. If Hades was a release this year for everywhere, that would easily be my game of the year.
I'm thinking, now Ratchet didn't have like a decent, like, oh, it's memorable. All right. I think this is good. I think we got, what, 5 in there? If I think of something else, or patrons.
You know what? I'll put RE Village up there.
For soundtrack? Because I was going to do sound design.
Well, it's got that, or Kana, either or. I if we want 6. RE Village has that really cool, you haven't gotten into it in the game, but it's that song in the trailer with like that screeching like alarm going off in the background.
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
All right. Here's what I got.
Sound design, here. Returnal for sure.
Resident Evil Village.
Yeah, Returnal.
Can I put Ratchet in there?
I'd put Ratchet in there. Yeah.
Fair enough. I like this. I like
the sound of the wrench.
Yeah.
All the different weapons.
I'm thinking of the pixelator.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Apart.
Probably put Deathloop.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What else? What else?
MLB The Show. The way that ball hits that bat, man. Woo!
That crowd goes wild. So we got 4 in there. I think that's a pretty good... I think that's pretty damn good.
I can't remember much of Psychonauts 2 when it comes to sound design. I'm sure it was great. I just can't think of an example right this second.
Right. Something.
Hitman 3, was that good sound wise? You put tons of time into it.
Where do we go into. Oh, level design, it's there. Sound,
nothing crazy.
No, nothing too crazy. All right, so sound design, we got that so far.
Okay.
I think that's fair. Unless something that pokes its head at me right here. Nope. All right, it is what it is. Oh, wait, Cyberpunk, okay. Joking aside, Cyberpunk didn't make our... Cyberpunk didn't make our... lists for anything, you don't think?
I did. You played more than I.
Oh,
that's
right.
I stopped. So,
rip Cyberpunk.
If you want to put that for soundtrack, this is pretty good.
Oh wait, you know what? Instead of Hades, can we do Nier Replica for Nagachaka?
Sure.
I'm a gracious .. Numbers. I'm not doing version 2.8. Okay. And instead of Resident Evil Village for soundtrack, could we do Cyberpunk 2077?
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that one.
Okay, so, and you know what? Cyberpunk, I wrote 2007.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Nier Replicant is a...
RPG?
Remaster.
Oh, it's a remaster remake. Nagashaka, put your sword down. You're right. I remember that, and I forgot it immediately.
Pretty sure it is, right?
Yeah. Numbers. Okay. Best one soundtrack. Got it. Okay, good. I want it to either end in 4 or 6. I don't want it to end in 5. Yep. Okay. 4 reasons. Here's the best female performance. Identify as female performance. Jane Perry, as Celine, Returnal.
Yes.
Nissa Gundez, Dani Rojas.
Yes.
Far Cry 6. Now, for the people that admire a lady from time to time, you all know that I admire Dani Rojas. I would like to say, just look up Nissa Gundez. G-U-D-U-Z. And you'll just fall in love a little harder. That's all I'm saying.
I can concur.
Jennifer Hale as Rivet. Now my thirst needs to... I need to contain my thirst. All right? All these ladies are beautiful, brilliant, and...
Yes. Mountain.
As Rivet, Ratchet and Clank. Kimberly Sue Murray as Gamora, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Dark host to win the whole thing, in my opinion.
Also, while I looked at Kimberly Sue Murray, I immediately thought of you, Kyle, because you're like, oh, I'm such into redheads.
Uh-huh.
She's right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Mori as Alex Chen in Life is Strange True Colors. And then, and I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher your name as Ozimora Akaha.
I'm going to go to Google.
Get me
You please tell me how to say her name, because I don't want to.
You got like the pronunciation of it, yeah? Because it sounds like rude when I feel like I'm making a whole deal.
Me too. In the main show, like I want to make sure I say it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Phonetic.
Ozioma Akaga.
Could you put the phonetic spelling there for me? I think you have editing sound. All right.
I just listened to them say it. And I repeated it. Ozioma Akaga.
Let's see. Okay, I got you. Let's see. Oh, yeah, they don't have like a phonetic spelling. Right, I'll make the phonetic spelling. I'll do it myself. Gosh dang it. Also, a woman that could punch me twice in the face and once in the mouth. Best male performance.
There you go.
John McLaurin.
Does that help you? I put it next to her name. Does that help you? Ozioma Akage.
Ozioma Akage. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Look at us learning how to be least problematic. You see this? They say it was impossible. All right. Someone that could headbutt me right in the mouth and I'd say thank you. John McLaurin, Star-Lord, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep. A must. Okay. Jason K. Kelly as Colt, Deathloop. Yes. I'm rooting for this motherfucker right here, right now. He's so good. Is there any other male performance? Because I feel like the male performances... past 2 years have kind of...
Yeah. I mean, there's only one other that jumps to me.
All right.
And Drax in Guardians.
Okay, Drax.
I think the Drax character in the Guardians game is so good.
Mm.
Absolutely phenomenal.
All right.
I put the voice actor from Raz in Psychonauts in there.
What's his name?
I'm going to look that up.
I'll just do Raz for the moment.
Richard Stephen Horvitz.
If you could just copy paste it.
Yeah. I forgot. I have editing power.
Yeah, we got 4 there for male performance. Ooh, could I do Age of 47?
Absolutely, you can. So we'll find another one. We'll make 6.
Yes. Could we do Ratchet's voice?
We could.
We're in deep thought now. This is where, again, you see the science and numbers happening here. It's painstakingly difficult, you know. All right. So now that we figured that out, got the performances out of the way.
I'm sure there's another performance that we're both just not thinking of.
Yeah. We'll think about it.
Ethan?
No. No.
Oh, yeah. No, God, no. What am I saying? No. What am I saying? Do we not? We already have six.
You were thinking Lady D.
Yeah.
I think the character is memorable because she's hot. Sure. In all honesty, and like everybody finds her attractive. I think her voice is excellent, but I don't think it's because this category is so stacked. I don't think she's as good as any of these other ladies.
That's fair. And like if you played the game, she's not in it as much as it was led to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a bummer.
Yeah. And to me, that's what I hate, like when I see with games, like they advertise a villain so much and then it's just like, yeah, they make their appearance here or there and at the end. And that's always a little disappointing.
Yeah.
All right. Most anticipated game of 2022. Kyle. Are you ready for the fight?
Yeah, go for it.
Horizon Forbidden West. Uh-huh. Elden Ring. Uh-huh. God of War Ragnarok. Gotham Knights. Oh. And with these come great responsibility. These are definite this year. Like Suicide Squad's not there because slim chance, right? So these are like definites. And then Sifu as well. Is there any other game?
Wow.
I know. Let's be real. It's going to come down to Elden Ring and Horizon.
I mean, you're avoiding God of War like it's not a gigantic game.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But I think the reason why Horizon and Elden Ring have the heat is because we've theoretically some lucky assholes have played Elden Ring and that's coming out soon. And Horizon's coming out soon. And those things are way more tangible than God of War.
Sure, sure.
And I don't sense the hype for GT7.
How many is that?
That's 2, 4. This is five. This is five.
Do we?
Okay.
Because I'm fine with Sifu on there because we're both hyped for that.
Yeah, I am.
Do we want to put either a Stray or a Forspoken?
Let's do Forspoken.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Forspoken. All right. And then game of the year.
And Starfield, because it's coming to PlayStation, right?
Honestly, I don't get any anticipation for that. And I know that sounds completely fanboyish.
I just want a space game. That's all I want.
Yeah. To me, I'm just like, we saw a space sandwich. Like, it's all we know.
Yeah, that's true.
Game of the year 2021. Now, this is the one that.
It's a biggie.
This is a biggie. Guardians of the Galaxy, Returnal, Deathloop, Kena: Bridge of Spirits, Ratchet, Clank, Rift Apart, Death's Door.
Death's Door.
What did we say on the main show? How we're going to work this in?
I don't remember.
Was
it had to do with Chicory? Are we adding Chicory? Is that what it was?
I forget.
And take out Death's Door and put Chicory in there?
I'll look back on it when I'm editing. Holy shit, it's almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah, already. Yeah. I want to make sure we get you out of here on time.
Yeah. All right. So that makes sense.
I think this is good. And as always, patrons who listen to the post show, you know what? I'll do this. I will, in the Discord.
Oh, it was like, okay, here it was. Here it was.
Oh, Life is Strange. That's
Life
right.
is Strange was also in there. So it was Life is Strange, Kena: Bridge of Spirits, Death's Door, and there was something else. And the top two votes get into the main category.
Chicory.
It was Chicory?
Chicory was in there, yes.
Text me that so I remember that.
Okay.
And
I will make a channel in the Discord now before I forget. And we can have discussion on the nominees and whatnot in there.
Okay, cool.
The patrons, that's where you go.
And who you're adding your violence and hateful messages towards is at Jeff, GEOFF Keely, because I don't want to hear any of it. All right? Let the man live.
Wait, Chicory, mm-hmm. Life is Strange, mm-hmm. Death Store. What was the last one?
Life Strange, Chicory, Death Store, Kena.
Kena. Top two make game.
Okay. I also, before we leave, I want to shout out our good friend De Niro Primiero, who is working really hard, and hopefully we can get it done, because I want next week to be us drawing, like, here's our official game of the year stuff.
Yeah.
And he's doing like cool little logos for like nominees, winners, frames, like backdrops, and even like the Trophy Room Awards logo.
Ooh boy.
And if he could get all that done by next Wednesday, that'd be, you know, or this Wednesday coming. He's God's gift, because I should have texted him in October about this, but I've been busy. With all that said, everybody, with all that out of the way, this has been the Trophy Room Post Show, the state of the room. The state of the room is fine. It's never been better. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation. See you guys.
Bye-bye.